Few coaches bring more passion and fire to the job than defensive backs coach Jerry Gray. The former All-Pro cornerback uses his nine-year NFL career to help teach the game to his players, and he has quite the addition to his group, with the Vikings selecting the top corner in this year's draft.
All right, Coach Jerry Gray, we get Trey Waynes, good corner from Michigan State, and I know you're happy about it.
Yeah.
You played the game at a high level in the NFL, and we hope Trey can do the same thing. Talk to us a little bit about what stands out about Trey Waynes.
Well, you know, we got a chance to take a look at him. The first thing is that he's got length, he's really fast, and he's courageous. You know, so that gives you your start. And then you start looking at his technique. You know, right here you can see he's in a press technique, which is most of our defense. That's what we do here. And we get in your face. But one thing you can't change is the speed. Because, you know, again, as the ball goes up in the air, he's taking the guy to the sidelines. Basically, most offenses want to keep the receiver, push the DB in here so he got room to fade. Well, you can see what Trey is doing. He's actually running the receiver to the sideline.
Sure.
To where now the ball should be thrown, but he's catching the ball, which is a good sign of a good defensive back. This here, his bail technique is, and again, not being in their meetings, but as you take a look and you've coached long enough to know that one of these guys are going to drop down and either play outside or inside of the linebacker. But these two corners are bailing to a deep third. One guy's going to the middle, other guy's going here. So you'll get a chance to see Trey. We call this midpoint. You midpoint between one and two, and you cover both guys.
Okay.
You can see him right now. He's doing that. If one breaks out, you know, he has to see one but read two.
Okay.
Which is, again, hard. So the safety come up, reroute him, but Trey really has to get back over the top of this guy. And, again, you can see right now, being blessed with speed does not hurt because, again, this guy here, he was rerouted a little bit, but right there it looks like he was going to, you know, get the speed on him. But with the speed and the ability to come up, again, eventually, hopefully make a play. You know, again, all I got to do is basically teach him how to high point the ball, because anytime you come down here, now all of you guys have a chance to get it. If you extend your arms, you can get it and then turn your back and make that play intercepted. Same technique. He's inching out like he did in the first game, inching out, basically playing man-to-man. You can see him putting the right hand on. As he comes out of there, you can see he doesn't – the good thing is that most guys would try to put the left hand on. He's taking the left hand away and only jamming with the right and then extend it to make the receiver run around him and not have what we call free entry into the route. And now he has a chance to get on top of the guy, be back in great position. If the ball is thrown, you can see he's still always running him to the sideline to where you don't want receivers run pinning you in. Most offenses will tell their receivers you should pin the DB into the numbers and then fade away. What he's doing is exactly what you would teach. Fade, run him to the sidelines where the quarterback would have to make a perfect throw to win this, to really make him catch it. But right now, I'm in position again to make a play. Makes a play. Here we go. Again, and you know, you can take a look. Oregon is running a couple, what they call a double dig. And again, he could be in the midpoint, 2-1, because you can see he got the same look of the safety plan there. He's man to man. If they go deep, he has both of these guys. Well, he breaks off and his eyes go to this guy right here. Now, he's going to have to come back downhill and make a play on a thrown ball and get the ball out. Again, to me, physical corner, not afraid to go and make a tackle on a big-time receiver in a big game and have a chance to say, hey, it's not good enough to make a tackle. I want to get the ball out.
You know, you got Xavier Rose and Harrison Smith. They like to make big hits, too. Now we're adding this guy to the mix.
Yeah. And to me, I think all of a sudden you have a room full of guys who are going to compete at a high level, who understands what you're supposed to do. And if you compete at a high level in practice, on Sunday the game should be easier for you. It's not going to be easy, but it should be easy for you because I've worked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at a high level, and I'm not going to have to go back up to get to Sunday.